Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
Right across the Costco, 20 minutes to 8. It's our summer starter party. We're giving away double passes right now. Karen on 13, 12, 16 wants to play impersonations with you, Tools.
Yeah, Karen, you ready for this?
Yes.
So what do you think?
When you are.
Yeah, well, you know, the game is not that strong for me when it comes to impersonations. There's no,
yeah, okay.
We've made no secret
well,
of that.
Well, over the time, she's channeled a few different people and she's channeled a few different sounds. Here's some examples if you just missed it earlier.
I know more about ISIS than the general school.
That was
believe
Trump.
Believe me.
Yeah. Where's the violin? Well, look,
Morning, Triple M Coffs Harbour.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, really well. How are you?
Good, thank you. This is Liz speaking.
Karen's laughing in the background as well.
I've watched a lot of people. Joel's very good. He puts the whole face on, but also obviously
yeah,
working.
It's hard on radio to do the face though.
Yeah.
Yes, well, that,
I know.
You make a good point. That's why.
But we're going to get through this. Joel has written down some things that I need to impersonate. I don't know what they are. I'm going to do it, and then you have to tell us what it is, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Good luck, Karen.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we were doing this one. Doing. We did it. This from somewhere in America.
Trump.
No.
Are you Trump?
Really?
Hey, he's from there.
He's from there.
Yes.
He's from there in...
Are you Arnold?
With the Liberty.
Are you Schwarzenegger?
No, it's just the style of accent. The place where it's from.
America.
But where's the Donald from?
But the accent, it's like that.
What is that? Help me.
Think of a city in America. Wait, how do I do that?
No, go to the next
Statue
one.
Statue of Liberty lives here.
It's not radio
okay,
articulate.
Fine.
Next.
The next one.
Are you in New York?
Yes.
Oh, thank
you
God.
Got it.
You got
well
it,
done, Karen.
Okay,
the next one.
That was hard.
I made this one easy for you. What?
It's an instrument.
What instrument is that?
A flute.
What did you say?
A flute.
It's along those lines, I think. They're laughing
you
in the background.
You're
going to
blow
well.
It like a flute.
Okay,
you better not be a recorder.
I want you to go to the next one.
It's hurting my head. It's making me dizzy.
It's hurting my ears.
Oh. Karen, do you want this double pass to our party or not?
The next one's going to be
What's
gold.
What's this?
Go to the next one, please. Yes.
Hello? Miss?
Hello.
Hello? I am calling from Telstra. Hello? No?
Okay, you're a telemarketer.
Yep, that was it. That was it. Okay, what's the
what
next?
Be
careful. Yes. Okay, the next one. You got that one, Karen. Okay, this one. It's a.
I can't speak. Ruff, ruff, you ruff, have to go.
Ruff, 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 ruff. Karen, come on.
Yeah.
You got
what
it.
Animal
what
is
it?
A dog.
Ruff, ruff.
Yeah, but
what type?
It's a chihuahua.
Yes.
Oh, you see, it is working. It can't just be on tools.
Okay, now
let's
this
go.
Is the final one, which I can do. You ready for this, punk?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's a New Yorker, too. Okay. Bellissimo. Bella. Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bella.
Italian.
Yes.
Oh, God almighty. That was excruciating. Let's go through from the top. That first one was a New York accent. The second one was the trumpet. The third one, the telemarketer, was an Indian accent. The fourth one was a chihuahua, which you got, and you got Italian too. And we
did good, though, Karen. We got there.
Okay.
We did.
It's a bit difficult. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's okay, though, Karen. You are coming along to our summer starter party at the Hoey Moey. That's a double pass.
Oh,
we're
going to
have some drinks. We're going to have some nibbles. Oh. We're going to play some games. There's going to be cool prizes up for grabs, too.
Yummy, yum, yum.
Okay.
You take it easy, all right? I'll chat to you soon. All right. Goodbye, Karen. Hold the line. We'll get your details.
Ciao.
It's
Arrivederci.
It's Joel.
Au revoir.
Je m'appelle.
All right, Karen. Okay, everyone.
Bye.
Okay.
Our job is not to choose which stories to tell, it's to be able to facilitate it. And that man is Dean McCarthy, live in LA. Good morning, Dean.
G'day, guys. I tell you what, Australia is making headlines in Hollywood today. Here's what's being alleged, and it's all just allegations at this point. No criminal charges have been placed. Don Burke, the host of Burke's Backyard, we all grew up
yes.
in Burke's Backyard in the 80s and 90s. It is being alleged that he, I'm going to use the quote, actually, just so we're really clear, that 50 staff have come forward. 50 staff have come forward. That's a lot of people have come forward. And some of the words that have been used: indecent assault, sexual harassment and bullying of women during his time as the star of Channel 9's iconic show, Burke's Backyard. He is, of course, denying any of these allegations. But, guys, if you're just waking up and you're just hearing this story, brace yourself. This is going to be a huge story. One person in particular, a former producer called Bridget Nenes, she told the Sydney Morning Herald he was a vile, vile human being. And if you're waking up and you're looking at the papers, you're going to see Don Burke's face on every newspaper as the sexual assault and harassment allegations continue.
So I know I have been looking and watching this story, and like we've said, the lawyers are getting involved. So he's obviously yep. denying it. I always think, how can you deny this when there's, well, you know, it's interesting, 50 people that have stuff yep. to say. It's going to be interesting to see what yep. comes out of that and what they actually say has happened, and him trying yep. to defend himself. I'm so happy that if this is true, that, you know, another one goes down for it, because a lot of people are starting to talk now, and that's the biggest thing that we keep saying.
Yeah.
How great is it that people are,
have the strength now?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, this Harvey Weinstein Hollywood story, it literally has started this. You know what I mean? Like, it's made people feel like, you know what, I am going to come forward and tell my story. I think that it could be a really big change in Hollywood and around the world for the better.
Yeah, Dean McCarthy, that is breaking news. I wanted to go to a lighter note, but it seems that this isn't light with Glee star Naya Rivera. What's going on here?
Oh, my goodness. This is absolutely, did not see this coming on a Monday either. Naya Rivera from Glee, she was like the sexy cheerleader, you know, one of the stars of Glee, big stars of Glee. Over the weekend, she was arrested for battery on her husband. She was arrested and let out on bail. And the big key evidence, he filmed her on his iPhone, essentially hitting him, you know, like, I don't know how nicely to put it. But that is what he filmed, and that is what he showed the police, and they arrested her, and she's currently on bail. So it does go to show, an interesting thing about this story is that, like, this happens in all walks of life and yeah. all around the world and all genders. So more will come from this story as well. But, you know, it's a ugly day in Hollywood.
And that's exactly right. Same with that story. This is giving people the strength, guys in particular, because it goes, domestic violence is both ways. So yeah. the more people yep. talk about both sides here, the better, essentially. As awful it is to report on and hear all the time, at least people were talking about it.
What about Dina, someone saving a puppy in a well in LA, mate? That's what we were looking forward to. What happened to that?
Oh, I know. I need to find some feel good. Next time we chat, I'm going to find, like, the baby that, like,
yes.
the dog that pushed the pram out of the way of the truck or something. Like, something fun
yes.
and life happy and upbeat, the new baby panda.
But it is, mate, it is breaking news, and we do appreciate it. So, Dean McCarthy, no doubt we'll chat to you next week. Thanks, mate.
Talk, Dan.
Good morning, Zoe. How are you going?
Good. How are you going?
Yeah, really well. Awesome. Well, you may as well just take over the show because you are a radio personality now. How's that going?
Yeah. It's all about timing, right? Like, I'm pregnant. I'm going to give birth in February. I believe the show starts in January, and then I have a TV show as well. So, you know, there's no time like the present to fit it all in. I'm a bit nervous, to be honest. I'm a bit nervous.
No, that's totally...
You'll be absolutely fine. You'll love it because you'll be able to speak about really important things and use it as a format to get things like Project Futures out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Project Futures is something I think that we all need to start to talk about. It's not a sexy charity. It's not something that is palatable, but it's something that really needs a lot of funding and awareness.
Yeah. I was just chatting to Tools just now because it's hard because there's no face to it here in Australia and people need to see a face to it because we can't connect to it. We've got a refugee crisis here in Australia. How do you think that can change? I know this is great and people can buy T-shirts, but do you think this is just the start and we continue to grow from here?
Yeah, that's a tricky one, isn't it? Because, I mean, when you're dealing with slavery or you're dealing with, you know, child slaves or sex slaves, it's really hard to put a face to a campaign or to a charity because it's such a fragile issue.
Yeah.
But I do think that you are right. Somali Mom, who was so open with sharing her story, which kind of started the whole of Project Futures, is such an amazing global spokesperson for the brand. But it is funny that it hasn't caught on quite yet here in Australia. Like, we don't understand the impact and that it's actually still happening on our shores. So I do think you're onto something there. I'm just not sure how they're going to initiate that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So maybe how would you explain, or by using this here as a platform, what's the most powerful thing that you think people will resonate with, or maybe a place to go do the research so people actually can get an understanding as to what's going on and how they can help?
I think it's important to know that human slavery is something that exists in Australia. I think we all go about our days and we're very, you know, we live in such a fortunate country, but it is happening behind closed doors, businesses. So I think you do need to be informed. Obviously, people aren't going to be, you know, outwardly saying, yes, I'm exploiting people. But I do think you need to do a bit of research. Project Futures is a great jumping board to get into it. It's a big topic. So we don't want to overwhelm everybody. We want them to be able to start small and go, okay, what does this actually mean? So I think Project Futures will give even dot points of what's actually happening. And if you want to go down into more detail, it gives you the avenues and the links and everything there.
Yeah, and that's what we do. We get a little snippet of something and then in our own personal time, we do it all the time. I start researching that whole afternoon. The next day we become obsessed with the topic because in your own time you figure out how to process it. So the conversation, I guess, is now, and the website is, so it's projectfutures.com.au.
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, when we say T-shirts, that's palatable. Does that make sense? Like, you have to go into society with something that is starting a conversation versus look at this grotesque thing that you might even be contributing to unknowingly. You know, it's like, here's this gorgeous T-shirt that my best friend, who's a couture designer, designed. So you've got something really special, right? So it can be a gift. But then you start the conversation. Why? What does this T-shirt mean? And I think that's really important because at the moment everyone's just got blinders on. So it might seem like something really subtle, but it can create these conversations. Then someone goes to the website, then, you know, it kind of trickles down.
Yeah.
And I think that's the importance of the T-shirts because it's not just a fashion item. You know, it does give back. And we need to also know that that's just one element of giving back. They do so much. But you can just read about it and feel like you need to make a donation, do it. You don't have to buy anything. Just make a donation.
Well, you make a good point. Christmas is just around the corner as well. So if you want to start a conversation, you know, into summer, what better way to do it?
And I think it's such an awesome way. I mean, Christmas is such a fun time of year. We're so blessed. We've got mountains of food. We get gifts. Why not put a charity element into it? I know that people just often donate to a charity and write in a card, I've given, you know, so-and-so much money for this charity. Give them a T-shirt. So they also get a gift.
Yeah.
They know that the money has gone somewhere. And then, you know, around lunch at Christmas time, you can start talking about something that isn't so festive, but that brings in the gratitude, doesn't it? It's like,
absolutely,
aren't people in our position right now that are even able to eat like this.
No,
it is a really great idea. I'm thinking about it now. T-shirts with actually saying this is how you've helped someone, because you can put in there, you know, you've bought someone a bicycle for so she can get to school, or anything like that. We went through with Claire, the CEO, what the money can go towards, how it can help different people. And it, we know that it's going to go far.
It is. And I think that's that. I know lots of people believe when you give to charity, it just stops at the person that you see and, you know, 5% or whatever goes to that charity. This is really about moving mountains. So Project Futures is all about, like, let's get the funds to the to crisis, to these victims that are in need now. So you can be confident in it. And it's all on their website, you know. And being a charity, you know, there's tax deductions and things like that. So it makes it, more palatable, I guess, or more exciting for people to donate.
Well, you've given us so much to think about. You've started a lot of conversations already. Projectfutures.com.au. You've got a lot to get to in the next couple of months. So, Zoe, good luck with it all. But if you continue to be honest and real like you are, I'm sure it will be an absolute success.
Oh, thanks, guys. I just need to get myself an extra large T-shirt now, that's all.
Bring it on. Good luck. Hey, thanks, Zoe.
Thanks for your time, guys.
Get up with Joel and Jules on the Coffs Coast, Hit 105.5.